जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जयाद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जयाद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जयाद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद श्री गौर पूर्णिमा महोत्सव की जय। I thought today we could read a few excerpts from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are some very nice verses that particularly emphasize the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So first we should say Mangalacharana. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Mano Pishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yudhapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Anarpita Charim Chirat Kurunayava Tirna Kalao Samarpayata Mundu Dujjalar Sam Savakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dyutika Kadamba Sandipetaha Sada Hridaya Kandare Spurata Vasha Chinandana. The Chaitanya Charitamrita has this verse as its Mangalacharana, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave what has never been given before, at least not for a long time. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Shachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before. This most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport of this verse, which appears in two or three places in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that it's a quote also from the Vidagdha Madhava. It's part of the Mangalacharana in that book as well. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also comments on this. Mahaprabho spurtim vina harilila rasa svadana anupapatter iti bhava. The idea is that without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one cannot describe the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami has also said, Yo voyushmakam hridaya rupa guhayam shachinandano harihi pakshe singhaspurata. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is exactly like a lion that kills all the elephants of desire, be awakened within everyone's heart, for by his merciful blessings, one can understand the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. As a matter of fact, we don't have any qualifications for being here. We are in Vrindavan. This is Gaura Purnima. We are in front of Sri Sri Lalita Vishakha Sahitaradha Shyama Sundara. And we're trying to get love of Godhead as per the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What are those teachings? They're summarized by Srinath Chakravarti. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas, the supreme worshipable deity is Lord Krishna, son of the king of Vraja. Taddhama Vrindavanam, this is his place, Vrindavana. Ramya Kachit Upasana Vraja Vidhu Vargena Ya Kalpita, that mode of worship which was conceived of by the gopi janas of Vrindavan, that's the topmost worship. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Premapumartho Mahan. The spotless evidence to take shelter of in this endeavor is the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's also called the spotless Purana. It's also called the spotless Pramana. Pramana, we've discussed already, means evidence. So, Premapumartho Mahan. And the supreme goal of human life is Prema. Generally, we hear about Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, but Prema is above even that. And this is given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu matamidam tatradaro nahparaha. We don't consider anything higher than this. This is Srinath Chakravarti Thakur's synopsis of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta in one verse. So Rup Goswami has written another prayer in which he's actually said that yadyapi samadhushu, even in his samadhi, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they cannot approach the tip of the toenails of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Natava nakagraminichim idamitchami nishamya davachyuta tadapi kripadbhutavichim. But I am desiring that thing. In another one of the, I don't remember whose book it was, one of the Goswamis, maybe Rupa Goswami, he's describing all the internal pastimes, confidential pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and he acknowledges at the end, I'm no one to describe these things. So if Rupa Goswami feels that way, then how should we feel? So Rupa Goswami writes, even though I don't deserve any of this, still, I have this bold desire that I want to take part in these pastimes. I want to reestablish my relationship with Krishna. And we're all sitting here today for that purpose also. So what is his only hope? He's hoping against hope. I've heard from authorities of the wonderful waves of your mercy. I've heard how merciful you are. Just like the poet Vidyapati, he also wrote in a similar vein. He said, Dei tulasi tila deha samarpino dayajani na chari bomor. That I'm offering my body as if we offer a tulsi leaf at the lotus feet of Krishna. I'm offering my body to you today also, just like a tulsi leaf. Because I know your mercy, and I know that you won't reject me. So this is our hope. This is the example that we've been given by the acharyas. This is the teaching that they give us. Rupa Goswami particularly calls this asha bandha, to be bound up in a hopeless hope that somehow or other I will get the Supreme Lord's mercy. But we're so fortunate in this Kali Yuga. The demigods in the Bhagavatam is described, they're praying to come here in Kali Yuga so that they can take advantage of this mercy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us. So he's descended by his causeless mercy and he's giving what other incarnations do not give. That is the Madhurya Rasa especially, but Bhakti Rasa in general, Vraja Bhakti in general. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has written a nice verse in which he also states this same mood. Yogjnana mattam bhuvanam dayalur ulaghayana piyakramot paramattam swaprema sampat sudhyad bhuteham Sri Krishna Chaitanyam amum prapadye. I take shelter of that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is so merciful that he's taken the very lowest people that can exist And he's raising them to the very highest benediction, which is the benediction of his own prema, sampat sudha, sva prema sampat sudha, the great wealth of his of the love that he feels, not he feels, she feels, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we know, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna nahi anya, he's actually Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sindipita. He's actually Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Sarupam. He's Krishna himself, but he's Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Nobody ever taught this before. Only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches it. And he doesn't even teach it in every Kali Yuga, but he's taught it in this Kali Yuga, and we are here today. By his infinite grace. So, Chaitanya Charitamritam also says, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written a very beautiful verse. He says, Kripa Sudha Sarid Yasya Vishvam Aplavayantiyapi. He takes, his mercy takes the form of a very strong current or a river. The nectar of his mercy takes the form of a river. Where does a river flow? Where do rivers flow? Do they flow uphill? No, they flow down. They go down. Nicha gaiva sada bhati. It's always illumines everything. It's prakatwa. It's manifest that the water comes down in the same way his mercy comes down. Tam chaitanyam prabhum bhaje. Srila Prabhupada translates this. I worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose nectary and mercy flows like a great river, inundating the entire universe. Just as a river flows downstream, Lord Chaitanya especially extends himself to the fallen. So if you have received any of this mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you should understand you are certified as a fallen person, because it's Kali Yuga. We should not be so proud. There's a very nice, instructive purport here. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More. He prays for Lord Chaitanya's mercy because he is the mercy incarnation. How do we know this? We heard from Dina Bandhu Prabhu, I think it was on Nityananda's appearance day, he quoted this opening shloka of the Chaitanya Bhagavata. Lord Chaitanya, along with Nitai, he's called Karuna Avatara. The mercy incarnation. This is his business. So, having appeared especially to reclaim the fallen souls, the more fallen one is, the greater one's claim to the favor of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One must only be very sincere and serious. If we carefully study all of Srila Prabhupada's conversations, and especially his correspondence with his disciples, we will find two words, two adjectives that he uses again and again in his instructions, direct personal instructions to those who want to take shelter of his lotus feet. And they are that you must be very serious and sincere. And this is something that Prabhupada has written here as well. One must only be very sincere and serious about taking the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Despite being contaminated by all the bad qualities of this Kali Yuga, if one surrenders unto the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord will surely and certainly deliver him. The best example is Jagai Madhai. In this age of Kali, practically everyone is like Jagai and Madhai. But the Sankirtana movement inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still flowing like a great river, inundating the entire world. And thus, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is successfully claiming all fallen souls to free them from contamination. Aplavayantiyapi. We've all been drowned in this great current of the Sankirtana mercy, the great current of the nectary and mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his divine grace in the form of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada, his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. So, and Srila Prabhupada has shared with us his deep realization on this topic, his practical realization that the activities of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which he was working very hard to carry out at the time of writing this purport, they're not different from the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we are also involved in those pastimes. 500 years ago, these things were written, that this great nectar of his, the current of his mercy, would inundate the whole universe, and we see that it's happening. We're all sitting here. Maybe half an hour ago, we saw parikrama going on with every flag in the world. So, and not only this world also. Now Srila Prabhupada has gone on to some other world. He's doing the same thing somewhere else. And those who are seriously following, those who are sincere and serious and caught hold of his lotus feet, they will go with him life after life. This is our aspiration. Janame janame hoy ayyabhilash. So there's a very instructive purport also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila chapter 8, text 31. Because generally here in Vrindavan, even here in Krishna Balaram temple, practically we see every day, there's a big crowd in front of Radha Shyam Sundar every day. Biggest crowd is there. Not so many people in front of Sri Sri Gaur Nithai. Correct? With those who live here, we've seen it. So this is something we can take note of when we hear this purport. He writes, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, Chaitanya Nittanande Nahi Eshab Bichar Namalaite Premadena Bahya Shudhar. If one only chants with some slight faith, only some of it, the holy names of Lord Chaitanya and Nittananda, very quickly he is cleansed of all offenses. Thus, as soon as he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he feels ecstasy in love of God. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarks in this connection that if one takes shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, follows their instructions to become more tolerant than the tree and humbler than the grass, and in this way chants the holy name of the Lord, very soon he achieves the platform of transcendental loving service to the Lord, and tears appear in his eyes. There are offenses to be considered in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but there are no such considerations in chanting the names of Gaur Nityananda. Everyone chant, Gaur Nityananda!
Gaur Nityananda!
Jai. Therefore, if one chants the Hare Krishna Mantra, but his life is still full of sinful activities, it will be very difficult for him to achieve the platform of loving service to the Lord. But if in spite of being an offender, one chants the holy names of Gaur Nityananda, he is very quickly freed from the interactions of his offenses. Therefore, one should first approach Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, or worship Guru Gauranga, and then come to the stage of worshiping Radha Krishna. In our Krishna consciousness movement, our students are first advised to worship Guru Gauranga, and then, when they are somewhat advanced, the Radha Krishna deity is installed, and they are engaged in worship of the Lord. One should first take shelter of Gaura Nityananda in order to reach, ultimately, Radha Krishna. Srila Narottam Das Thakur sings in this connection, Gauranga bulite habe pulaka sharir Hari hari bolite na yane babe nir Arakabe nitai chalder karuna haribe Sangsar basana mor kabe to chhabe Vishaya chhadiya kabe shraddha habe man kabe hama herabo Sri Vrindavan dham. In the beginning, one should very regularly chant Sri Gaurasundar's holy name and then chant the holy name of Lord Nityananda. Thus, one's heart will be cleansed of impure desires for material enjoyment. Then one can approach Vrindavan Dham to worship Lord Krishna. Unless one is favored by Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, there is no need to go to Vrindavan, for unless one's mind is purified, he cannot see Vrindavan even if he goes there. Actually going to Vrindavan involves taking shelter of the six Goswamis by reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidagdha Madhava, Lalita Madhava, and other books that they have given. In this way, one can understand the transcendental loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. Gobeham bujhaboshe jugal priti. The conjugal love between Radha and Krishna is not an ordinary human affair. It is fully transcendental. In order to understand Radha Krishna, worship them, and engage in their loving service, one must be guided by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and the six Goswamis, Lord Chaitanya's direct disciples. For an ordinary man, worship of Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu or the Panchatattva is easier than worship of Radha and Krishna. Unless one is very fortunate, he should not be induced to worship Radha Krishna directly. A neophyte student who is not sufficiently educated or enlightened should not indulge in the worship of Sri Radha and Krishna or the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Even if he does so, he cannot get the desired result. One should therefore chant the names of Nitai Gaur. Chant, Nitai Gaur! Very good. One should therefore chant the names of Nitai Gaur and worship them without false prestige. Since everyone within this material world is more or less influenced by sinful activities, in the beginning it is essential that one take to the worship of Guru Gauranga and ask their favor. For despite all his disqualifications, one will very soon become qualified to worship the Radha Krishna Vigraha. It should be noted in this connection that the holy names of Lord Krishna and Gaurasundara are both identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should not consider one name to be more potent than the other. Considering the position of the people of this age, however, the chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is more essential than the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous incarnation, and his mercy is very easily attained. Therefore, one must first take shelter of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. By serving Gaur Nityananda, one is freed from the entanglements of material existence and thus becomes qualified to worship the Radha Krishna deity. A very nice instruction from Srila Prabhupada. So, there's an example of this also from Chaitanya Charitamritam. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was trying to go to Vrindavan, how many times did he try to go to Vrindavan? At least twice. He was frustrated by whom? Ramananda Roy, Sarup Damodar, all the internal devotees of the Lord. Naturally, no one wants to let the Lord go. So one day he came and submitted very humbly before them, This time I'm going to Vrindavan. By your tricks, you've stopped me twice now. This time you have to let me go. So they realized. So anyway, he decided to go, and Maharaj Pratap Rudra gave him all facilities on the way. In fact, he said, he gave his officers instructions, you build 5 or 7 houses in every village that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stays. 5 or 7 houses you should build especially for him. And he gave him a boat to carry him across the river, so many things. So when he came to a place called at the Odisha border, then Maharaj Ramananda Roy and his agents, they had to stay back, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on. When he came to a place near modern-day Tamluk, this is the border of Bengal, now they call it Diamond Harbor, south, like 24 paragons, that area, then that was a very dangerous place, and the local governor warned him that this man, the Muslim governor, he's a drunkard and he's a rascal, so you have to be very careful. Nobody goes there because they're afraid of him. Let us try to negotiate some solutions. So he took some days there, and he did that. But somehow or other, this governor came. He had sent a spy already. Once he saw that this big party is coming from Orissa, one of his men was there in the dress of an Oriya, and he was watching what's going on. He came back and reported. What was his report? He said, there's a great Mahatma coming from Jagannath Puri, and he's surrounded by many Siddha Purushas, and they're all chanting and they're all laughing and crying, and sometimes they even roll in the dust, and whoever sees them doesn't want to go home again. So he was, in other words, he was making a big scene. And whenever you make a big scene in public like this, the government always gets a little bit uptight about it because they want to maintain the status quo. So his spy came back and reported this, and his spy in fact also said, this whatever his influence is, I don't know, but I also accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then the local Mohammedan governor decided, I'm going to send my own man there. So he chose one, Vishwas. This is still a common surname in Bengal. They're Kayasthas, and they're trustworthy secretaries. And they're able to do things that you can trust them. So this is the point. So he sent this man also. This man came, and he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he surrendered unto his feet, and he also began chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in ecstasy. And he went back and reported to the king everything that he saw. He said, this is not something that can be reported, sir. This is something you simply have to experience it. I'm not able to describe what this person is. So the king, the Mohammedan governor, his mind was changed by this somehow, and he got attracted. So he decided, I'm going to come and see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he sent a messenger saying that, you know, this... I'm coming, the king would like to come and see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You don't have to worry, we're not coming with weapons, this is for real, we're serious. So he actually came and he surrendered unto Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, and he even prayed to Lord Chaitanya, why did I take birth as a Mohammedan? Why didn't I take birth as a Hindu? If I was a Hindu, I could have been with your party. I could have been chanting. He was expressing these exalted sentiments. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and he did that. And meanwhile, Mukunda Datta was with the Lord at that time, and he gave the instruction that you can do one thing for the Lord if you're interested in serving. You can make sure that he passes through your province very safely. He wants to go to Vrindavan. You have to give him a boat and accompanied by maybe a few people to protect from pirates, because at that part of Bengal, the mouths of the Ganges, there's rivers everywhere, and it's impossible to find anyone. So there are so many pirates there, even in those days. So this is what he did. Anyway, so what I wanted to read was a very instructive purport by Srila Prabhupada to verse 175 of chapter 16 of the Madhyalila. Apane Mahaprabhu tana mana firailo darshana smarane jana jagat tarilo. This was the realization of this this Vishwas, who had gone to see, gone to help Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and decided to help him. It must be Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself who has changed the Muslim's mind. Due to his presence, even due to his remembrance, the whole world is liberated. The word here is used, darshana smarane. If you see him, or even if you only remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything is affected. The whole universe can be delivered just by remembering him. This is what he's saying. Prabhupada writes, from this we can understand that since the Muslim governor was a drunkard, madhyapa, ordinarily there would have been no chance that he would change. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could turn anyone's mind to Krishna consciousness. One can be delivered from material existence simply by remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's holy name or by visiting him. This Krishna consciousness movement is being spread throughout the world, but not even one yavana or mlecha addicted to drinking could have changed and accepted Krishna consciousness without Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki? Gauranga! This is Prabhupada's personal realization. He's working hard to spread Krishna consciousness around the world. And he's getting this realization because he's seeing in front of his very eyes what's happening, what his godbrothers thought was impossible, what everybody thought, oh, this is just one of those things in the books. He's watching it happen through his hand because he's being used as an instrument because he is serious and sincere. So, people are often astonished to see many thousands of Westerners converted to Vaishnavism. Generally, Westerners are addicted to meat-eating, drinking, gambling, and illicit sex. Therefore, their taking up Krishna consciousness is astonishing. In India especially, there is much astonishment at this. The answer, however, is given here. Darshan smarane jana jagat tarilo. This change is made possible simply by remembrance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Western devotees are very sincerely chanting the holy names of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Shivas, Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, people are being purified and their consciousness directed from Maya to Krishna. So what is this mercy? We hear some insights about the mercy of the Bhagavan from Srila Sanatana Goswami, who's written a very nice passage in his Sri Krishna Lilastava, 428 through 430. He says, "Your mercy is a great wonder, none different from you. It is pure eternity, knowledge, and bliss. It can empower me to always remember and glorify you in pure love. It can obtain for me your loving sidelong glance. It can enable me to see you immersed in the company of the cows and cowherd boys and girls. Thus, for a helpless person like me, it is the ultimate resort of all hopes. Your wonderful mercy is ancient and eternal, but also ever new and fresh. To your mercy, again and again, I offer my obeisances forever." When he's commenting on the Damodar Lila in the 10th canto, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also has very nicely stated that the Lord's mercy is the king of all of his shaktis. He says, "Sarva shakti chakravartini parama bhasvati kripa shakti reva bhagavat chittam navanitam eva vidruti kritya." That is to say, that the mercy of the Lord melts the Lord's heart just like butter. So we can take shelter of that mercy. When Sarup Damodar came to Sri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, it had been some time since he saw the Lord. Sarup Damodar himself had gone and taken sannyas at Kashi after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Puri and on to South India. Meanwhile, Sarup Damodar had gone to Kashi and taken sannyas, almost as if in madness, it said. He was feeling such separation from the Lord. As if, let me take sannyas as well, and then I'll be closer. Because the Lord just took sannyas. So, he has written a very nice verse which he offered at the lotus feet of the Lord upon his return. He says, "Helo dhunita khedaya vishadaya pramilan amodaya samyat chastra vivadaya rasadaya chittarpiton madaya shashwat bhakti vinodaya samadaya madhurya maryadaya shri chaitanya dayanithe tavadaya bhayad amandodaya." That means, "O ocean of mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let there be an awakening of your auspicious mercy, which easily drives away all kinds of material lamentation by making everything pure and blissful. Indeed, your mercy awakens transcendental bliss and covers all material pleasures. By your auspicious mercy, quarrels and disagreements arising among different scriptures are vanquished. Your auspicious mercy pours forth transcendental mellows and thus causes the heart to jubilate. Your mercy, which is full of joy, always stimulates devotional service and glorifies conjugal love of God. May transcendental bliss be awakened within my heart by your causeless mercy." Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport here. This important verse from Sri Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natak specifically describes the Lord's causeless mercy. Because mercy is causeless, it doesn't have a cause. Just like love is causeless. How do we say causeless in Sanskrit? ahaituki. No hetu. Hetu means a motive or a cause. So mercy is also like that. You can't make it happen. You can beg for it. You have to beg for it. But you can't force it. It comes of its own accord. Prabhupada used to quote the English poet, Cowper's, "The quality of mercy is not strained, it droppeth from heaven as if a gentle rain." So this describes the Lord's causeless mercy. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most magnanimous personality of Godhead, distributes his causeless mercy in three ways to the conditioned soul. Every living entity is morose in the material world because he's always in want. Raise your hand if there's not anything that you need or want. No, we all need things. We all want things. And this causes us anxiety. It's actually a perverted reflection of our need and want for the Lord. We don't know it yet. He undergoes a great struggle for existence and tries to minimize his miserable condition by squeezing the utmost pleasure out of this world. That's why our acharyas say it's like addiction. Prabhupada says, we are addicted to sense gratification. Because an addiction, if you have an addiction to, say, to some opiate, the communists say religion is the opiate of the masses, but actually sense gratification is their opiate. Why do people take to drug abuse? Because life is so hellish, it's the only way they can get some relief, even if it's only temporary. And sense gratification is of the same nature. We just try to take our mind off the difficulties of material existence by trying to take shelter of some sort of sense gratification whenever we can. But because we're bound up by our karma, and we're like dogs on a limited leash. You can only run so far before you come up against your limit. We get frustrated. Therefore, the living entity is never successful in this endeavor. While in a miserable condition, a person sometimes seeks to favor the personality of Godhead, but this is very difficult for materialistic people to obtain. Nayam sukapu bhagavan dehinam. Therefore, however, when one becomes Krishna conscious by the grace of the Lord, the fragrance of the lotus feet of the Lord expands, and in this way a materialist may gain freedom from his miseries. Actually, his mind is cleansed by his transcendental connection with the lotus feet of the Lord. At such a time, one is enlightened by the loving service of the Lord. There are many different kinds of scriptures, and by reading them, one often becomes puzzled. We find even amongst devotees so many different ideas, so many controversies and disagreements, you see, because we're not drowned in mercy. We're not overwhelmed with ecstasy. Not only are scriptural disparities resolved, but a kind of transcendental bliss is awakened, and in this way one is fully satisfied. The transcendental, loving service. Let's dilate on this phrase for a moment. Transcendental loving service. How many times have we heard this phrase? Even this morning. It's been several times. It's one of those shibboleths that we hear again and again in Srila Prabhupada's books. Transcendental loving service. He doesn't translate bhakti the easy way. What does bhakti mean? One word, devotion. Generally, that's how we translate it. But Prabhupada avoids that translation. He always says something else. Transcendental loving service, in this case. Transcendental means it's enacted on the Brahma-Bhuta platform that we know from Bhagavad Gita. Loving means it's in contact with the higher rasas that are available through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And service means there's a practical component. You have to do something. It's not just sentiment, you see. In this way, Srila Prabhupada very carefully chose each of the words that he enters into his books because they elevate us in ways that the words of a conditioned soul do not elevate us. The transcendental loving service of the Lord constantly engages the conditioned soul in serving the Lord's lotus feet. Through such fortunate engagement, one's transcendental love for Krishna is increased. One's position is thus completely purified, and one is filled with transcendental bliss accompanied by the spirit soul's jubilation. Thus the transcendental causeless mercy of Lord Krishna is manifest in the heart of the devotee. At such a time, material needs no longer exist. The lamentation that invariably accompanies material desires also vanishes. By the grace of the Lord, one is elevated to the transcendental position, and then the transcendental mellows of the spiritual world are manifested in him. One's devotional service then becomes firm, and one engages in the Lord's transcendental loving service with great determination. All these combine to fully awaken the devotee's heart with love of Krishna. So Narottam Das Thakur, I'll end with one nice song that he's written about this. Certainly he realizes the necessity and the value and the great wonder that is the Lord's mercy, as we've been describing. And particularly, he chooses to appeal to Lord Gauranga for this. He says, Gauranga karuna karo dina hina jane. My dear Lord Gauranga, please be merciful unto me because I'm one of those dina hina janas that you have come for. Dina means what? Fallen. Hina means poor. We're bereft of our wealth. Sampat sudha. Mo samo patit prahuna hitribhuvana. And he feels that in all the three worlds you'll not find anyone worse than me in this connection. Dante tranadhari gaur daki hetomar kripa kori esho amar hriday mandire. He says, I'm taking a straw between my teeth, the way that Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami did when they first met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What did they say? Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratriche Nama. Let us offer our obeisances unto you, because you are distributing pure love of Godhead. Therefore, you're the most magnanimous. So he's also taking Dante Trinatori, Daki Hetomar, and I'm calling your name. Please be merciful unto me and come into the mandir of my heart. This is what he's praying. Jodi doya na koribe pati de dekhiya pati pabana nama kishara lagaya. He says, if you look upon me as fallen and still don't give me your mercy, then what is the use of your being called Patitpavana? What is the use of your name, Patitpavana? Patitpavana means the purifier of the most fallen. Porichi bhava tufane nahila nestare. I've fallen into the typhoon, tufan. The material world is like a typhoon. You can't think straight in this material world in a typhoon. How can you concentrate on anything if you're out in a typhoon? And this material world is like that. So he says, Poriche bhava tufani nahile nishtari. There's no hope of any deliverance from this on my own. Sri charana tarani dane dase koropar. But if you give mercy to me and supply me with a boat of your two lotus feet, then I have a way of getting through this. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Dase Ranu Das. I am the servant of the servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prarthana Karoye Sada Narottam Das. This is my constant prayer. Gauranga Kuruna Karo Dina Hina Jane Moshamo Patit Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Please consider me the most fallen of all people in the three worlds and give me your mercy today. We can, in some small degree, we can try to also pray to the Lord in the similar spirit. As much as we can muster, we can try to do this. Today is especially auspicious for that purpose, and this is the right place, the right association, the right time. So I'll end here. Thank you very much. Prabhu Dina Bandhu will speak. Hare Krishna.
Sweet nectar from this journey. Of course, he took every verse I wanted to use, but anyway, we'll come up with another verse. Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyananjana shalakaya chaksuru militam jena tasmai sri gurave namah. Sri chaitana manobhistam stapitam jena bhutale sayam rupa kadamayam didati svabarandiyam. Adadanastranandandai vridam yache puna puna srimar rupa padam bhujo dulisyam janma janmani. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vebhacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. It's a very nice verse by Kavi Karnapur, glorifying the beauty and mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ninda tvam pula kod kayena vikasam Nipa prasuna chavim Prodi kritya buja dayam hari hari Uchair vadantamu Nrityantam drutramasu nirjara chaye Sinchantam urvitalam Gayantam nija parsharai parivritam Sri Gaura Chandra Numa. Ninda tvam pulakor karena vikasam nipa prasuna chapim. Pulakot we know because we sing that song sometimes. Gauranga bulete avi pulaka sarir. That he's describing the scene when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in ecstasy. Pulakot, all his hairs are standing on end. How does he describe? He said, Nipa prasunach chabim. Nipa is another word for kadamba. In a couple of months, we'll begin to see the kadamba flowers bloom. It's not one flower, but it's a whole group of flowers in a little ball. And just the color of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And because it's a ball of flowers, then, not one flower, but a ball of flowers, so the surface will be uneven, up and down, just like pulakot. When our hairs are standing in, the skin is up and down and up and down and up and down. And the hairs are standing on end. Now inside flower, there's little, also like a little hair, this, what do they call it, stamen is there. So they're all sticking out of this, when it's fully blossomed, nipa prasunach chabim. When it's fully blossomed, vikasam, nipa prasunas. When it's fully blossomed, little hairs are sticking out, it's up and down, it's golden color. Just imagine, we'll see in a couple of months, beautiful kadamba flowers. But what does he say? Ninda tvam. Mahaprabhu's complexion is so much more incredible, it blasphemes the beauty. We just described this beautiful kadamba flower, but it blasphemes the beauty of that kadamba flower. Nindatvam pulakol karena vikasam nipa prasuna chabim. Even if you have prasuna chabim, you have a whole bunch of those beautiful kadamba flowers, Mahaprabhu's complexion blasphemes those complexion, those kadamba flowers. Prodi kutya buja dvayam hari hari ruchair vadantam muhu. Buja we know, his limbs. Buja dvayam, you can understand, two arms. Prodi kritya, they're raised to the sky. Prodi kritya puja dvayam hariyarir uchayar vadantam muhu. In Sanskrit, muhu means again and again. Again and again, he's singing hari hari, hari hari, hari hari, hari hari, hari hari. With his two arms raised to the sky. Nrityantam drutam asur nirjara chayai sinchantam urbitalam. Nrityantam, he's dancing. But dancing very wildly. Drutam, Nityantam, Drutam, he's dancing very wildly. Prabhupada describes just like a firebrand. If you ever go to Jagannath Puri for Rath Yatra, before they bring the lords out, there's somebody is juggling, somebody's got all types of different things there, flashing around. And someone is there, he's got a chain. On that chain, there's three or four pieces of cloth soaked in oil, and they're on fire. And he spins it so fast, it looks like one ring of fire. Mahaprabhu is dancing like that. Nitta tamdusam asru. Tears. Nirjalachaya means cascading. Then we hear flowing, but here it says cascading. Cascading from his eyes. It appears the previous incarnation, he appeared as Lord Brahman, that Ganga appeared from his toe, but now it's appearing from his eyes. Sinchantam urbitalam. Sinchantam means to wet. It's like in India, the irrigation department is Sinchai Vibhag. Sinchantam urbi. Urbi is another name for the earth. And talam, we know, butal, tale. Tala means the surface. Surf of the earth is becoming wet with the tears of Mahaprabhu. Nitya tandrusam asra nirjadachai sinchantam urbi talam. Gayantam nija parshadai parivritam. He's surrounded. He's singing. Gayantam. We know Gayantam. He's singing. Surrounded by his nija, his own devotees. Parivritam. He's surrounded. Sri Gaura Chandra Numa. One is Namaha, one is Numa. Numa means I'm glorifying that Sriman Mahaprabhu. So today is the full moon day of the month of Phalgun, also known as Holi Purnima, as we can see the evidence in front of us walking by. And as Mukunda Datta said, we're sitting, where are we sitting? By the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, we're sitting here in Vrindavan, the land where Radha and Krishna perform their pastimes. In that Vrindavan, we're sitting in a corner called Ramanreti, where Krishna and Balaram were enjoying sporting pastimes in the relishable sands. In that Ramanreti, we're sitting in a place where a pure devotee desired, let there be a temple. And this beautiful Krishna Balaram temple appeared. We're sitting in that temple. Before the wonderful deities of Sri Sri Gornitai. I don't know who made this dress, but we're eternally grateful to whoever made this beautiful dresses today for Gornitai. We're extremely indebted to the temple management, so beautiful flower decorations. We're indebted to all the devotees who've worked so hard to make this Gopurnima festival a success. As we're sitting here at the lotus feet of Gornitai, Sisi Krishna Balaram, Sisi Radha Shamsunda Lili Visakha, and sitting here with that person who spread, we're just churning that ocean of mercy, but there's one person who spread that mercy throughout the world, as we saw exhibited by 100 flag march around the temple room. I got the flag of Afghanistan. So everything is very, very auspicious. And why have we gathered? Because on this Phalgun Purnima evening, as the moon was rising, 431 years ago, Sriman Mahaprabhu deigned to appear in this world to benedict all the fallen conditioned souls. So we're gathered here to, in this holy place, to memorialize the advent of Sriman Mahaprabhu in this world. There was one, Upendra Misra, who lived in the district of Srihat in a corner called Dakindaka. I have been to that place. His house is still there, or at least a replica of the house is still there, Dakindaka. And Upendra Misra had 8 sons. The 5th son, Jagannath, he decided to travel to Navadvip, because Navadvip was a center of learning at that time. Many, many great pundits were there. Specifically, he became the student of Nilambara Chakravarti Thakur. Nilambara Chakravarti had a very beautiful daughter named Sachi Devi. And seeing Jagannath as a proper match for his wonderful daughter, the marriage was arranged. Jagannath Misra with Sachi Devi. And Jagannath Misra decided not to go back to Srihat. He settled there in Navadvip, in Sri Mayapur. And so it came to pass that he had 8 daughters, but every single one of them died right after being born. It was very sorrowful. Finally, in earnest, he began to worship his Shalagram Maharaj with the purpose of getting a son. And finally, after all this time, wonderful son appeared, Bisarup. Jagannath Misra's joy knew no bounds. He got a son. Later, that son, when he was trying to arrange his marriage, he took sannyas and went away. And Mahaprabhu found that in Pandharpur he had left this world. Meanwhile, all the devotees, because although it was a place of learning, it was a place of many saktas and mayavadis. Everyone was averse to the devotional service of the Lord. But all the devotees, the Vaishnavas, they would meet at the house of Advaita Thakur and discuss Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Understanding the essence was pure devotional service. Or what do we call it? Loving. Transcendental loving service. But they saw the world was becoming overcome with materialism. People were becoming saktas to worship Devi in order to get more and more material enjoyment. People were being lost. We can imagine, or we can imagine, or they couldn't imagine that the world would be like it is today, where people are totally oblivious to the mercy of the Lord, completely engrossed in ways of sense gratification that those people couldn't even imagine. But that was the state of the world, and the Vaishnavas were very unhappy. Sri Advaita, we know he's the incarnation of Mahavishnu himself. He felt helpless. Even I am unable to turn the tide. He felt only if Brajendranandan and Shyam Sundar, Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself, avatari. There are many avatars, but Krishna is avatari, the source of all incarnations. Only if he will appear, the tide can be changed. So he began praying in that way. Then he remembered one verse from Padma Puran. Tulsi dala matrena jalasya kulachena vavikrinatam swamatmanam bhaktebhyo bhaktavatsala. Tulsi dala matrena, simply with a tulsi leaf. Jalasya kulachena, just a palmful of water. Not even a big pot, just a palmful of water. Only a tulsi leaf and a little palmful of water, the Lord, vikrinatam. Like we see all over Vrindavan, big sign, Bikri. How this land is for sale. Bikrinatam swamatmanam. The Lord sells himself. Handful of water and a tulsi leaf. Simply handful of water and tulsi leaf. Bikrinatam swamatmanam. He sells himself. Bhaktebhyo bhaktavasat. To his devotee. Bhaktebhyo, to the devotees. He's bhaktavatsala. So then, with jal from the Ganga and tulsi, he began to pray for the Lord's appearance. So we often think that it was Advaita Acharya who called Mahaprabhu. Actually, it was tulsi. Tulsi was the one who called Mahaprabhu. And he was praying very earnestly. One day he went to take his bath in the Ganga. And as he was offering tulsi leaves, he saw the water was flowing this way. But the tulsi leaves, they went in a circle and turned around and they flowed the other direction. Against the current. Upstream, Mother Sachi Devi, who was pregnant, she was bathing. Those tulsi leaves began to circle around Mother Sachi Devi. Then Advaita could understand the Lord is coming as the son of Mother Sachi. He came there and paid his obeisances to the feet of Mother Sachi. Mother Sachi was frightened. She ran to her Patideva. I don't know, this great acharya. He bowed at my feet. I will be destroyed. I can't understand. Neither could Jagannath Mishra understand this mystery. So finally, when the full moon appeared of Phalgun, in the evening, just as the moon was rising, all of Nadia became filled with auspiciousness. There was great joy in the heart of Jagannath Mishra. He knew some auspicious thing is about to happen. Everyone was peaceful. All auspicious signs began to appear. Everything was auspicious except the moon eclipse was there. But actually, that even became auspicious because as soon as there's moon eclipse, especially in Bengal, everybody goes to the sacred bank of the Ganga. They take bath and they chant very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So just at that time, when the whole world was roaring with the holy name, at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his appearance in this world underneath a neem tree. All the demigods were in the sky singing and playing musical instruments. The earth was filled with joy. Everyone came to Jagannath Mishra's house to see the newborn baby. And many people brought gifts. And even described that even the demigods disguised themselves and came to the house of Jagannath Mishra to offer gifts to the Lord. They can understand the Lord has appeared. So many demigods disguised as ordinary Brahmins came to offer prayers and gifts to the new child. After a few days, Sita Takarani, also hearing about this appearance and hearing from her husband that this is none other than the Lord himself, she also came, and she saw the beautiful golden complexion of the Lord. She could understand, although this is the same Brijendanandan Shamsundar, now he's appeared in golden complexion. And because so many of Jagannath Mishra's previous children had died, then just to scare away ghosts and evil spirits, she gave the child the name Nimai. He was born under a neem tree, and neem is very bitter. No one likes to take neem. Ooh. She gave the name Nimai. In this way, Lord Chaitanya made his appearance on this world on this very evening, just as the moon rises. We'll be having wonderful Abhishek, 5:15. There'll be wonderful Abhishek. Then Artik, and then wonderful feast. So that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. As Prabhuji said, Anarpitam Charim Charat. Anarpitam, it was not given before. Just like you know the word Bhog Arpan. We offer our Bhog every day. Bhog Arpan. Anarpitam. It was not given. Charim Charat for a long time. Anarpitam charim chara karuna avatir nakalo. But in this Kali Yuga, karuna avatar. There's an avatar of compassion. avatar of compassion, karuna avatirna kalo. Samarpahitum, now he's giving freely what no one has ever given, this pure love of Godhead. This ecstatic love of Godhead. That is whose appearance day we're celebrating today. So to glorify even more Sriman Mahaprabhu, there's a very beautiful poem written by our great Acharya and father of our Param Guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Our Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a very beautiful poem called Godruma Bhajana Upadesh. Sri Godruma Chandra Bhajana Upadesh. Instructions for worshipping Lord Chaitanya, the moon of the kunjas of Godrum. So he says, Yadi te hari parasa roja suda rasa pana param ridayam satatam padiritya griham kali bhava mayam bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum bhaja godruma kanan kunja vidum bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum. Yadi means if. Yadi te, if you, haripada saroja suda. One we know is should, another is suda. Suda means nectar. Haripada saroja, saroja, who's born, janma, in the sar, in the lake, lotus. Haripada saroja suda, nectar. Rus, the rus of that nectar, panaparam. Just like Minasanamita Pau, if you want to relish satatam, panaparam, can continually relish the nectar of the lotus feet of Hari, then what do you have to do? Pariritya griham kali bhava mayam. You have to give up householder life that is full of kalibhav. Pariritya griham kalibhava mayam. You have to give up householder life that is full of kalibhav. Now, you have to listen carefully. That is full of kalibhav. He doesn't say you have to give up householder life. He said, but you should give up that householder life that is full of kalibhav. Otherwise, if your householder life is full of Krishna consciousness, always chanting and dancing and observing festivals like Gaur Purnima, then no need to give up. But give up this kalibhav. This is the main point. That householder life, that is full of kalibhav. And what? Bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum. Just worship. Vidum is another word for moon. So there be Indu, Chandra. Bhaja godruma kanana kunja. Just worship that golden moon of the kunjas of the forest of Godrum. Dana jovana jivana raja sukham nahi nitya manukshana nashaparam jaja gramya kata sakalam vipalam bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum. Dana jovana jivana raja sukham. Everyone in this world after done. We see, especially here in Vrindavan, everywhere we go, dhando, 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 dhando. Give me money. It's everyone chasing dana, jovana. Everybody wants youth. Everybody, especially this modern age, they worship youth. I read an article, the highest paid business executives in the world are in the cosmetic industry. Because we're afraid, old little wrinkle has come. Little spot has come, gray hair has come. We're worshipping youth. We want to be, just like we see in all the cars, live free, live young. Dana jovana jivana. Everybody wants long life. Dana jovana jivana. Raja sukham. Everybody wants happiness like a king. But what does he say? Nahi nityam anukshana nasapram. Nahi nitya. All these things, they're not eternal. Even if you get all of these things, they will slip between your fingers. Like if you try to hold water, it just slips. All these things, dhanajovan, ajivan, arajas will come, they slip. Nahi nityam anukshana. At every moment, nasapram. We know this word nasha. Vinashaya kadushkitam. They're being destroyed at every moment. Then he gives very wonderful this is to be the law for the internet. Chajagramya kata sakalam bifalam. Just give up all this gramya kata, all this gossiping. It's like Prabhuji said, we're all gossiping because we're not filled with, we're not appreciating the mercy of Mahaprabhu. We're not absorbed in that mercy. We're not absorbed in ecstasy. And so we're busy, gramya kata, all day long. Tyaja gramya kata sakalam bifalam. It's like, you know, phal means fruit. Bifal, fruitless, useless, juiceless. Tyaja gramya kata sakalam bifalam. What to do? Bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum. Just worship the beautiful golden moon of the kunjas of the forest, the godrum. Ramani jana sangha sukham jasake charame bayadam purusartha haram hari nama sudara samatamatir bajagodruma kanana kunja vidum bajagodruma kanana kunja vidum bajagodruma kanana kunja vidum ramani jana sangha sukham jasake. Sake, oh my friend. Ramani means young girl. Ramani jan. Sangha sukham. That happiness of associating with young girls, oh my friend. Charame bhayadam purusharta haram. In the end, it is very fearful. Your whole life will just be gone in a moment. You won't achieve the goal of life. Just lost in this lust. Just like there was one sage, I just can't remember his name. But Indra was worried that he's becoming very powerful. So he sent this young apsara. And he was enjoying with that apsara. He completely forgot all about his penance. He forgot about the goal of life. He was enjoying with that apsara. For thousands of years he was, not thousands, but hundreds of years he was enjoying with that subject. He never grew tired of her. New and newer ways to enjoy his love with her. One day he got up and went to perform his evening ablutions. And she said, why are you going to perform your evening ablutions? Well, every evening I do. Every evening? You've been with me for 999 years, 99 days and 9 months and 9 days. And you've never gone to perform your ablutions. He became shocked. So much time of my life has just been wasted. Is it true? He went to curse her. She flew up the air and she melted into the trees. And later she became the wife of the Prachetas. It's a whole long story. So charame bayadam purusharta haram. Purushart means the goal of life. One will forget completely about the goal of life. If he becomes involved in lust, he forgets completely about the goal of life. Time just slips away. Then he becomes very weak and old. Then he becomes very frightened. Charame bhayadam. It is filled with fright. So what are we going to do? We're all trapped by this thing. Prabhupada said, you, me, bird, bee, everyone trapped by this thing. What to do? Hari nama sudha rasa mata matir. Hari nama sudha. That nectarine rus. Mata matir. Mata matir means to become absorbed. There's no way. I remember walking on the beach with Srila Prabhupada and Dr. Stilson Judah came on that walk that morning. He wrote Hare Krishna and the Counterculture. He was the head of the religious studies in Berkeley. So he said, every religion has to deal with the problem of lust. What do you do about lust? And Prabhupada stopped. He dug his cane. We were walking on Venice Beach. He dug his cane in the sand. He turned. He said, lest you become Krishna conscious, there is no solution to lust. Every religious group has to deal with this. He said, well, what do you do? He said, unless you become Krishna conscious, there's no solution to lust. So we have no hope. Our only hope, Harinama Sudha Rasa Mat, we have to become absorbed in chanting very seriously, very desperately, the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And bhaja godrama kanana kunja vidum. You chant that holy name, become absorbed in the nectar of the holy name. There's no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way. And worship this golden moon of the forest of Godrum. Jada kavya raso nahi kavya rasa kalipavana gora raso hi rasa alamanya kata anushilanaya bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum. Jada kavya. Kavya means poetry. So jada kavya, just like jad bharat. This materialistic kavya, this ras, nahi kavya rasa, this is not the real ras of poetry. Kalipavana gaur raso hi rasa. That poetry that describes the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, that is the real. What does he say? Kali Pavana. He's the one who purifies this Kali Yuga. Our hearts are filled with Kali Bhav. But Kali Pavana Gora Rasoi Rasa. That poetry describing the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, who's Kali Pavana, that is real Ras. Alamanya Katas Anushilanaya. Anushilan, just give up all these other topics. We're always interested in so many topics. We said, give it up. Anya alamanya kata sakalam. Anya kata, forget about that other thing. Just hear about the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu and bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum. Just worship this golden moon of the forest of Godruma. Prasabhanu sutan vita bhamatanum Yamuna tata nagara nanda sutam Murali kala gita vinoda param Bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum. Brisabhanu Sutta, that daughter of Brisabhanu. Brisabhanu Sutandita Bhamatanum, she's on his left side. Now he's describing who is this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in reality. Yamuna tata nagara nandasutam. Nandasutam, that son of Nanda Maharaj. What is he? Yamuna tata nagara. He's always that young boy dancing on the banks of the Yamuna. Murali kalagita vinoda param. And he's always absorbed in Binoda Param, by his Murali, giving unlimited pleasure by the song of his Murali. That is him, this golden moon of the forest of Godrum. It's none other than Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nihyanya. Hari Kirtana Madhya Gatam Swajanai Parivestida Jambuna Dava Harim Nija Goda Janaika Krikva Jaladim Bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum. Bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum. Bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum. Hari kirtana madhya. You can understand. He's in the middle of Hari kirtan. Swajanai with his own devotees. And Parivestita, Swajanai Parivestita, he's surrounded by his own devotees. Jambunada. Abha. Abha means luster. And we've heard in fifth canto how there's a on Jambu Dweep, the Jambu fruits, the Jambun fruits, they fall. And when they hit the, mix with the water, they produce, when they hit the river, they mix, becomes gold. So the banks of that river are filled with gold. So Jambu Nada, that gold, Abha. Jambu Nada Abha. That golden complexion, Harim, he's the golden Hari. Just like we sing, Gaura Hari! Gaura Hari! He said, he's Hari, but he's golden in complexion. Jambu Nada. Jambu Nada Abha. Nija Goda Janaika Kripa Jaladim. For his own Gaudiya, for all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Kripa Jaladim. He's a great ocean of. Jaladim means where there's water, ocean. Kripa Jaladim. He's a great ocean of mercy for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Bhaja Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. Just worship that golden moon of the forest of Godrum. Giriraja Sutta Parivita Griham. Navakanda patim yati chitaharam surasanganutam priyaya sahitam bajagodrumakana na kunja vidum bajagodrumakana na kunja vidum bajagodrumakana kunja vidum giriraja sutha parivita griham. Of course here in Braj we have a different giriraj. But the Himalayas also are called Giriraj. They're the king of all mountains. Giriraja Sutam. And the Ganga is considered to be the daughter of the Himalayas. So Giriraja Sutam Parivita Griham. His house is surrounded. Ganga is flowing and making nine different islands. She's flowing around. She's surrounding all of those nine. And the center island is Mayapur. Giriraja Sutam Parivita Griham. Navakanda Patim. Navakanda, there's nine islands. He's the Lord Patim, owner of nine islands. Yati Chitta Haram. And even the sannyasis, even their mind is haram, stolen away. He's so beautiful. Yati means, sannyasi means he's not attracted to anything in this material world. But yati, especially little children, yati Chitta Haram. But this little Nimai, he steals the minds, the hearts of even the sannyasis. Surga sanganutam priyaya sahitam. And he's worshipped by all the demigods. Surasang. Surasang, all the demigods. Nutam, they're worshipping him. Priyaya sahitam. And he's accompanied by Vishnu Priya. Bhaja godruma kanana. Kunja Vidum, just worship this golden moon of the kunjas of the forest of Godrum. Kali Kukuramudgara Bhavadaram Harinama Mahosada Dana Param Patitarda Dayarja Sumurti Daram Bajagodrumakanana Kunja Vidum Bajagodrumakanana Kunja Vidum Bhaja Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. Kali Kukura. We know in here we call Kutta, but in Bengal it's called Kukur. This Kali Kukur, Mudgara Bhavadaram. He's holding this mace to smash this dog of Kali. Very frightening. Kali Kukura Mudgara Bhavadaram. He's taken on this Bhav to smash the Kukur. This dog of Kali, Kali Kukara Mudgara Bhavadaram. But Harinama Osada Dhanaparam. We know this word Oshad from Bhagavad Gita, Ham Oshadi, I am the healing herb. Harinama Mahosada, the great medicine of Harinam Dhanaparam. He's smashing for that Kali Kukara, he's got a mace for the devotees. He's distributing the great medicine of Harinam to save us from our disease of Kali Yuga. Patitarta dayarta sumurti daram. So for the devotee, sumurti daram, he has taken on this beautiful patitarta, his heart melting. Daya, patitarta dayarta sumurti. He's taken on this such a beautiful golden form to distribute this Mahaoshada. For Kali Kukura, he's frightful. For the devotee, Sumurti Dharam, he has taken on this beautiful form of giving this Mahahari, this Maha medicine of the holy name. Just worship the golden moon of the forest of Godrum. Ripu Bandava Veda Bahina Daya Yada Bhikshna Mudeti Mukavjatato. Tada Krishna Miha Braja Raja Sutam Baja Godhruma Kana Na Kunja Vidum Baja Godhruma Kana Na Kunja Vidum Baja Godhruma Kana Na Kunja Vidum. Ripu means enemy, and Bandava, like Dina Bandhu. Bandhu means friend. Ripu Bandava Beda, just like we're discussing this Achinta Beda Bed. Ripu Bandava Veda Bihina Daya. Bihina means without. He's not considering who's friend, who's enemy. Beda, he's not making this bed, this division. Your friend, I will give you mercy. Your enemy, I will not give you mercy. Ripu Bandava Veda Bihina Daya. His daya, his mercy is without thinking who's friend, who's enemy, who's qualified, unqualified. Yada bhikshna mudeti mukaba tato. And from his face is flowing this this beautiful mercy, just like a wonderful light flowing from his mercy, from his face. Mukabda tato. Tada krishnam. Tada tama krishnam. He's not Krishna. We've just been discussing how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. But he's saying Tama Krishna. Means he's not blackish. But he still is Iha Braja Rajasutam. He's still, although he's not blackish, he's still the son of Nanda Maharaj, appearing in this beautiful golden form. Just worship the moon of the forest, the golden moon of the kunjas of the forest of Godrum. So we'll read one more. There's so many nice verses here. Iha Chopanishad Parigita Vibhur Dvija Raja Sutta Purataba Hari Nija Dhamma Nikelani Bandhu Yuto Baja Godrum Akanana Kunja Vidum. Iha Chopanishad, in the Upanishads, Parigita Vibhur, he's celebrated as the Supreme Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like most people here in Braj also, they think, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a great saint. Here it says, Iha Chopanishad, in the Upanishads, he's glorified Vibhu as the Supreme Lord. Dvija Raja Sutta, now Dvija means Brahman. Dvija, two births. One birth we have in common with all the animals, birds, bees that we get from our mother. But when we take spiritual birth, that is dvija, second birth. That is the most important birth, because that will lead us to not take birth. That second birth is more important, because that will lead us. The birth we get from mother, it was like somebody posted on Facebook the other day, you should love... with all your heart, you should love your mother, because you will never get another. But we've had hundreds and millions of mothers, and hundreds of millions of mothers are to come. By that birth, simply from mother, you will get another mother, and you will get another mother, you will get another brother. But dvija, if you take that second birth, then there will be no other birth. There will be no other birth. Dvijaraja, he's the son of the king of all the Brahmins, Jagannath Mishra. Puratabha Hari, Purata means another word for gold. Abha, his luster is golden. He's that golden Hari. He's Gaura Hari. Sri Gaura Hari. Sri Gaura Hari. Nija Dhamani Kelati Bandhu Yuto. And he's descended from his own dham. He's come here. Kela means to play. With all his playmates, he's descended. We know all the Gosamis, they're different associates. They have their braj forms, different associates of the Lord. And so though he's that same Brijendanandana, now he's appearing as Sachisuta. Just worship the beautiful golden moon of the kunjas of the forest of Godrum. Baja Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidu. Baja Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidu. Baja Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidu. Baja Godruma Kanana.